Hello again, tis myself, Miles McHugh, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. We're speaking again today about grace. I'm going to go at it a little bit differently than this last few weeks. I'm going to draw your attention to a marvelous passage of Scripture. It's 1 Corinthians 15, starting at verse 12. Okay, that's 1 Corinthians 15, starting at 12. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection from the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is vain. Yes, and we are also found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ is not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming. Wow. That's an amazing passage of Scripture. I never cease to be thrilled by it. It's wonderful. Now, most likely, most of you have suffered the loss of a loved one. Death is not a pleasant thing, is it? It's a sorrowful time for those left behind. Sometimes it can be welcome for the terminally ill, but for those of us left behind, it's a sorrowful time. And despite the sorrow for the believer, death and the grave have lost their sting. Hello? Did you hear me? They've lost their sting. This is because of the certainty of the resurrection. Look, what if Jesus had not risen from the grave? Did you hear me? What if he had not risen from the grave? I've heard some Christian writers who explain that, to say, even though they discovered that Jesus didn't rise from the dead, they would continue to follow him. What? That's daft. They say, look, we look around and at the field of religious gurus from human history, and Jesus is by far the superior one. Well, as I said, that kind of thinking is daft. It's double daft. Indeed, 1 Corinthians 15 to 12 and following verses, Paul lets us know just how silly this mentality is. And he gives us several awful things that would be true if Christ had not risen from the grave. The first of these is that if Christ is not risen, preaching would be an exercise in futility. If you're looking at the verse 14, you know, I know there are some people who would readily endorse that sentiment. Oh, no, but notwithstanding some people's views on preaching, if there is no resurrection, the minister is wasting his time being in the pulpit. If Christ is still in the grave, there is no good news. There is no gospel. The preacher is just a windbag if Christ is not risen from the dead. And so, according to verse 14, there is no resurrection. If there's no resurrection, our faith is vain. At the end of the day, why should we put faith in a dead Messiah? Faith, as you remember, is only as good as its object, and faith itself saves no one. Faith by itself, no one. It is Jesus who saves, And the dead Jesus is useless in this matter of salvation. The ghastly truth is that if Jesus is still in the grave, he can bring no one to heaven. A dead man can do nothing for us. Now here's another thing. If Jesus is not risen from the grave, then the disciples were awful liars. That's verse 15 to 16. You see, these men went everywhere telling people that they had seen Christ, the risen Christ, the Christ who was out of the grave. They had touched him, handled him, and they claimed so. 1 John 1:1. But if Christ was not raised from the dead, then they were perjurers, liars, deceitful workers. Remember this, if Christ was not risen from the dead, the apostles weren't just mistaken, they were malicious. They were part of a gargantuan conspiracy to deceive mankind. So let me ask you, were the apostles liars? If they were, why did they lie? Oh, you say that's easy. Like any of these modern preachers, they lied for gain. What gain did the apostles have? It certainly wasn't financial. It cost them to go follow Jesus. And furthermore, consider how they died. They all except John, died as martyrs. They were tortured and brutally executed. There's no gain there, is there? So why did they lie? They didn't lie. By the way, liars and martyrs are not cut out of the same cloth. Only deranged lunatics would embrace martyrdom to further a deliberate lie. But if Christ is still in the grave, then indeed the apostles were liars, hypocrites, deceivers. And that would follow then that we cannot read the New Testament since it was written by these same frauds. So if Christ is not risen, we've no New Testament. But it gets worse. If Christ is yet in the grave, then we have no hope of forgiveness. Verse 17, check it out. God cannot overlook sin. He must punish sin. God is holy and his holiness demands the death of the sinner. Either our sin has been punished on Christ at the cross, or we will be punished for it in the lake of fire. But if Christ has not been raised from the grave, it means that the Father has not accepted the sacrifice of Calvary. That means if the Father hasn't accepted the sacrifice of Calvary, it means we are lost. It doesn't matter how sincere and earnest we are. We're yet in our sins. We will perish. But here's the good news. Oh, I've had a trumpeted blow. Here's the good news. Christ was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again because of our justification. Romans 4. 25. He is alive. His blood has secured us. His sacrifice has been accepted. And he is alive forevermore. And that is grace. That he would do all this. It is grace. Grace, grace, grace. Not a mention of works. It's grace. So let me ask again. What if Christ had not risen from the dead? Well, okay, let me stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. We've discovered that if Christ wasn't raised from the dead, preaching would be pointless. Faith would be useless. The disciples, if Christ isn't raised from the dead, the disciples were liars. We can't rely on the New Testament. We've also begun to consider that if Christ was not raised, we are yet in our sins. 1 Corinthians 15:17. We are not forgiven. We have stated that God in his holiness cannot sweep sin under the carpet. He must punish it. He must. Because he's just. He must punish either the sinner or the sinner's substitute. However, if Christ is yet in the grave, this means that the Father, it means that the Father did not accept the sacrifice of Calvary. And that means we are yet in our sins. If Christ is not raised from the dead, then the blood that we sing about, we thank God for the blood. Well, it saves no one if Christ is still in the grave. Look, if he's still in the grave, we have no forgiveness. But Christ was raised from the dead. The sacrifice of Calvary was accepted. And there had been, if there had been anything lacking in Christ's life or Christ's death, the Father would have left him in the grave. In other words, the resurrection, you listen? The resurrection is the Father's amen to the doing and dying of Christ. But what if Christ remained in the grave? Well, according to our passage, it's serious trouble for believers. If Christ is not risen, are you listening? Then those who have fallen asleep, those who have died in Christ, have perished. 1 Corinthians 15:18. And not a lot of people preach that, but it's pretty plain in the text. Those who have died in Christ have perished if there's no resurrection. They're gone. It's over. It's finito. Furthermore, if Christ is still in the grave, Christianity is a cruel hoax. We have built our hope on the fact that we serve a living, risen Savior who's coming back for us. But he's not coming back for anybody if he's still in the grave. Those who have died as Christians have perished. We have nothing to look forward to. All we can see is the slow approach of the spindly, icy fingers of death, and as they come along to prepare to claim us, if Christ is not risen, we are without hope. But now is Christ risen? He's off the cross. He's out of the grave. He's alive forevermore. Boy, that's worth a hallelujah. If you've never said hallelujah before, say it now. Our God came here in Christ. He tackled the strong and steely bars of death and he won the victory over us. But if Christ is not risen from the dead, the future is fearful and we are in misery. So let me ask you, are you ready? Let me ask you, what is your future? Where are you headed? You've heard of Albert Einstein, haven't you? Very brilliant man, brilliant scientist. However, brilliant as he was, the poor man suffered terribly from absent-mindedness. And one day as he sat on the train, the conductor approached asking for the tickets, and Einstein searched in his pocket, the top box, the inside pockets, and his trouser pockets. And well, the kindly conductor said, "It's all right, Professor, we know you well enough. I know you well enough to know that you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it." And as the conductor turned and walked away, he looked back and he saw the good professor down on his knees, down on his hands and knees, searching under the seat. And once more, the conductor went to him and said, "Look, it's all right, Professor. I trust you. I know you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it." Einstein looked up at the man and says, "I know you know I bought a ticket, but I need to find it because I need to know where I'm going." Yeah, man, all of us need to know where we're going. We need the assurance that Christ has risen from the grave. We need the confidence that he has conquered death on our behalf. So, let me ask, do you have that assurance? Do you have that confidence? Someone said it like this: if Jesus stayed in the grave, then nothing really matters. But if Jesus rose from the grave, then nothing else matters. He is alive. Death is dead. Christ has conquered death. And he's coming back for us. And that's grace. Grace. Grace didn't do anything to deserve it. It's grace. And that's the gospel truth. Thank you for being with us today on the broadcast. If spiritually I can answer any of your questions, email me, miles@milesmckee.com. If you want to get a copy of the Wednesday Word, comes out every week, Gospel Packed, miles@milesmckee.com. Just email me and put in the subject line, subscribe. Easy, isn't it? May the Lord bless you and cause His face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name. And that is the gospel truth. Amen.